The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
John Boehner is our House Republican leader. The other day he decided to talk about cap and trade, the energy tax, which is very confusing to most people. I added a few of my own thoughts. Listen. Dear conservative activist, last Friday I stood on the House floor and went line by line through 300 pages of Speaker Pelosi's National Energy Tax, also known as Cap and Trade or Cap and Tax. For more than an hour, I highlighted dozens of provisions that will destroy American jobs, raise prices for gasoline and electricity, and devastate middle-class families and small businesses. Democrats did not like their plans being exposed like that and tried to shut me down. Now I need your help to shut them down. The national energy tax that Speaker Pelosi forced her party to support is likely to be the biggest tax in American history, according to the Wall Street Journal. President Obama himself said energy costs will skyrocket for families and small businesses under a cap-and-trade plan. We have to stop it. Pelosi's energy tax will shift millions of jobs overseas to countries like China and India. It will devastate American manufacturing and raise prices for anyone who drives to work or dares to flip on a light switch. And make no mistake, Democrats will use this massive tax hike for more of the same wasteful Washington spending that is burying our children and grandchildren in debt. We Republicans have a common-sense national energy plan that lowers gas prices and creates new jobs. Help us wage a sustained public campaign against the destructive Pelosi national energy tax by sharing the information with everyone you know and instead support the Republican energy tax. Remember, this is not just about energy, it's about American jobs. And this is a big part of President Obama and Speaker Pelosi's job-killing agenda, and it needs to be stopped. Sincerely, John Boehner. I.K. wish to add that cap-and-trade, or cap-and-tax, is an outgrowth of the crazy, far-out myth of global warming, the brainchild of Al Gore, which has made him a billionaire. Wait and see. We the people will also be paying for carbon footprints, which is another crazy myth. Most scientists have ridiculed Gore's theory of global warming, but these scientists never receive any media coverage. They also say that the planet has had and will continue to have climate changes and cycles naturally, and humans are definitely not the culprit. Why is our president and speaker making all these destructive decisions? Because they want to discard our capitalism way of life and replace it with socialism fast, making crazy laws without Congress even reading them first. We the people must rise up and say, stop, you will not destroy our country. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.